This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Southern California's devastating wildfires are raging and spreading.
Instead of a snowstorm, it was a flame. Instead of a snowstorm, it was a flame storm. Okay, and it was being blown by 60-mile-an-hour winds. We just turned off the water and grabbed some things and got out of here.
10 people have now been killed. The number of homes and buildings destroyed, 10,000. Correspondent Danya Backus is on the front lines.
The death toll is rising and the flames are still spreading. Thursday, the Kenneth Fire erupted in Woodland Hills.
This new fire shows that we are absolutely not out of this extreme weather event.
Pacific Palisades resident John Carr defied evacuation orders and stayed behind to protect his and his neighbors' homes from the fire using a water hose.
The house was built by my mother and father in 1960. I think I owed it to them as well to try my best to save it.
Officials say a drone collided with a firefighting aircraft over the Pacific Palisades blaze, putting it out of commission. Supreme Court has refused President-elect Trump's last-ditch effort to avoid sentencing at his New York hush money trial this morning. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on the consequences he faces.
No imprisonment, no probation, no fine, but it does leave Trump branded a convicted felon.
The high court hears arguments today over the fate of TikTok and whether a new law can force its Chinese owner to sell or be banned in the U.S. in a week and a half. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Free speech and freedom of the press issues usually get very broad First Amendment protection from the Supreme Court over the decades. That would be in TikTok's favor. But the Supreme Court is always very respectful to the executive branch when it comes to national security.
The 39th president is back home in Georgia after a state funeral in Washington. Correspondent Jim Crisula from Plains.
Family and friends of former President Jimmy Carter came together at his beloved Maranatha Baptist Church to say goodbye. His longtime personal pastor, the Reverend Tony Loudon.
He advocated for justice, fairness, and equality for all people, regardless of race, creed, or gender in America, all around the world.
There was a short service outside the Carter's home before the former president was laid to rest beside his wife, Rosalind.
Controversial former beauty queen and orange juice spokeswoman has died. Anita Bryant's career virtually destroyed when she crusaded against gay rights in the 1970s. Her family says she died of cancer at her home in Oklahoma. She was 84. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's not guilty for one of the men accused in a shootout during a funeral in Racine 3 years ago. A Racine jury has cleared Luis Granados III of all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting, which took place during a funeral. The four-day trial featured testimony from LaMarion Blair, who faces similar charges and claimed Granados was present during the incident. The 18-year-old Granados had been charged with 14 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. A routine tree trimming operation just across the state line led to a shock for a couple of workers. Two Waukegan Public Works employees suffered electric shocks from a power line incident yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched overhead power lines, resulting in the electrocution of the workers. One victim was flown to a hospital, the other taken by ambulance. The status of the men isn't known. You can catch up with the congressman today. First District Congressman Brian Stiles starts the day in Janesville and Beloit with afternoon sessions around here. He's got stops today at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall and at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow covering that
soreness.
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible. Tomorrow night into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
I just broke up with my girlfriend recently, and thank you. Thank you, lady and dude. We've been going out for 2 years, and when you've been going out for that long, the breakup is complicated. You can't do it, first of all, the day you decide to do it. Nobody is that mentally awesome that they can pull that off. It takes days, sometimes weeks, of mental preparation to break up with somebody. Have you ever completely broken up with somebody in your own head, and you kind of forget to tell them for a few days? Because it feels fantastic, and you don't want to ruin it. And they always figure it out. They're like, what's going on? You're like, you're still here. I said that the other night, and this couple in the front row, the girl cracked up like it was the funniest thing she ever heard. Her boyfriend was like, what? I don't get it. What's going on? Why is that so funny? I was like, dude, you got 2 days. You might want to grab your CDs.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see you, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
It's Luke Christie. Lightning strikes. Local news. Tambus hits. WRJN. Coming up today, we have got Alderman Jeff Coates going to be in here. He's got he wants to talk about the change, name change, proposed name change for Red Apple School. We'll talk with Jeff coming up, our alderman, at a little after 7 o'clock. At 7:35, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters. At 8:50, we'll be talking sports with Mike Clemens. So full show today, plus lots and lots of timeless hits, and, of course, local news at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today. There's a chance of snow. Highs near 30. Part of cloudy tonight. Low 16. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 29. Maybe an inch of snow on Sunday with a high near 35. Right now, it's 23 degrees at Radio Park.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
Caroline, Neil Diamond, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Anita Bryant passed away yesterday. A lot of people don't remember her. A lot of people remember her for being an activist, but she did have a hit song, a top 10 song back in 1960. As a matter of fact, I bought. It's one of my first 45 RPM records I ever bought. Yeah. She was a great singer, but she turn to activism, and when you do that kind of thing, you make a lot of friends, you make a lot of enemies, because 50% of the people aren't going to like what you say. And but she did have a good song. She passed away yesterday at the age of 84. This was her hit song from 1960, the summer of 1960, My Little Corner of the World. This is Anita Bryant.
Oh, come along with me to my little corner of the world. We'll share a sweet embrace.
Bryant passed away yesterday at the age of 84. A lot of people remember her in the 1970s. She was a spokesperson for the orange growers of Florida. Always had fresh Florida oranges and orange juice on the commercials. And unfortunately, her activism kind of did in her career. As I said, half the people aren't going to like what you say, half aren't going to like it. And she was pretty vocal about it. But anyway, she left us with a top 10 hit that it was number 10 on the Billboard charts back in 1960. All right, you drink coffee? I don't. Never tried coffee in my life. Now, a study found coffee drinkers live longer. Uh-oh, but only if you stop drinking by noon. All-day coffee addicts don't get those same benefits. So if you drink coffee, stop by noon. You might live to be 100 years old.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Due to the L.A. wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 2025 has arrived. It's never too late to start your fitness journey at Blue River CrossFit. Commit to a happier, healthier you this year with their 55-plus longevity class. The Blue River team guides you through custom-tailored workouts that boost strength, energy, and vitality, all in a positive and supportive environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100 to get started. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Factual.
Remember Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, Academy Award-winning actor for Jerry Maguire? Yeah, that's his dad singing in there. Manny Greeny and Everybody Plays the Fool, 624 Local News, Timeless Hits at WRJN. This is clever. Light bulbs in the New York City subway and other train systems have left-handed screws. The backwards design is to prevent people from stealing bulbs to use at home. Somebody was thinking, that's pretty good. I like it. All right, got part of cloudy sky for you this morning. 23 degrees here at Radio Park.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance, that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's
Phil, the Everly Brothers, Bye My Love. Heard they didn't get along in later years, but then they made up and, you know, kissed and hugged again. But, they broke up. They didn't like each other for a while there. But I'm glad they ended on a good note, though. Bye Bye Love, it's 626, Local News, Timeless Hits, at WRJN. I can make a fortune doing this. Vietnam is paying people up to $200 to report bad drivers for things like texting and driving and running those red lights. And also, you get 10% of whatever their fine is. Meanwhile, someone in Florida was caught on video driving the wrong way on a sidewalk. See, that person could have made $200. That's what I need to do. I need to just drive around and catch people with infractions. I'll be a millionaire before you know it. From what I see on the roads. It's 627. Cloudy today. Chance of snow. Highs near 30. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 16. Sunshine tomorrow. Nice day with a high near 29. Maybe an inch of snow on Sunday with a high near 35. So if it falls, it's probably going to melt right away. Right now, it's partly cloudy. We've got 23 degrees here at Radio Park with Diana Ross and the Supremes. And someday we'll be together.
Just as sure, my baby.
Supremes, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Imagine shelling out thousands of dollars for your kids' education. They go off and study this. Nottingham College in England is offering classes on how to make a phone call. The main focus is phone etiquette and phone confidence. Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of just Googling it. They also have to call stores and ask if something's in stock. You have to learn how to call a disc jockey at a radio station to request a song. That last one I threw in there, but that should be part of the curriculum. You know, it's not a bad idea when you think about it. A lot of young people today don't even make the phone calls. They just Google it or they find information. Maybe they should be taught phone etiquette, huh? 6:31, local news, timeless hits. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's not guilty for one of the men accused in a shootout during a funeral in Racine 3 years ago. A Racine jury has cleared Luis Granados III of all charges related to the 2022 Graceland Cemetery shooting, which took place during a funeral. The four-day trial featured testimony from Lamarion Blair, who faces similar charges and claimed Granados was present during the incident. The 18-year-old Granados had been charged with 14 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. A routine tree trimming operation just across the state line led to a shock for a couple of workers. Two Waukegan Public Works employees suffered electric shocks from a power line incident yesterday. It happened when a crane boom touched overhead power lines, resulting in the electrocution of the workers. One victim was flown to a hospital, the other taken by ambulance. The status of the men isn't known. You can catch up with the congressman today. First District Congressman Brian Stiles starts the day in Janesville and Beloit with afternoon sessions around here. He's got stops today at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall and at the Kenosha County Center in Bristol. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin Auctioneers Association getting ready to celebrate their 75th anniversary. And what are they doing? Looking for the next generation of auctioneers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. They've partnered with Wisconsin FFA to try to do just that. We'll explain the details next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. January 27th, during the Wisconsin Auctioneer Association's annual convention, they're opening the doors to Wisconsin FFA members that would like to compete and try their hand at becoming the next generation of auctioneers. Diane Morgan with the Wisconsin FFA explains.
If and when an FFA member becomes interested in this, the Wisconsin Auctioneer Association is trying to pair them up with an auctioneer or a mentor or someone to help them, similar to having like a coach for your livestock team, someone to help coach these individuals and learn more about auctioneering because, quite frankly, there isn't a lot of I tried to look for resources, et cetera, and there isn't that many resources actually out there for them. So a person to go to and someone to work with, I think, is ideal.
Diane Morgan with Wisconsin FFA says they've already got 8 young people that are signed up to compete at the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association convention in Marshfield on January 27th. Any other interested parties that would like to jump in are welcome. Just contact Diane through the WisconsinAgEd.org website. And 2 Wisconsin cheesemakers will be honored in April during CheeseCon in Milwaukee. Sid Cook from Carr Valley Cheese and Steve McKeon from Emmy Roth in Monroe will be recognized as the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association's 2025 Cheese Industry Champions for pursuing their love of all things cheese. That's a quick update on food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
A little light snow this morning, then mostly cloudy, although I think we will see a little bit of sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 today. Tonight, clear 16. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 29 with snow possible tomorrow night. Into Sunday, we could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour. It's an hour. You didn't just get off a plane from Australia. It's an hour. Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? What's going on? Is this milk still good? Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left, all you left is a favorite song, the one we dance to all night long.
local news and timeless hits with the Port Tops. It's that same old song. Looking for a cloudy day today. A chance of some light snow. No accumulation, really. Highs near 30. Part of cloudy, 23 degrees right now at Radio Park. So just how many people would you say think information on the internet can be trusted? 5% of people believe the information typically posted on social media is very trustworthy. 5%? I thought that's a lot. I thought it would be less than 5%. David Clayton Thomas, leading Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You've made me so very happy. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
hits. WRJN coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Alderman Jeff Cope from the 1st District is going to be in here. We're talking about the possible name change to Red Apple School. So he's coming in a little after 7 o'clock. Right now, Percy Sledge and...
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing. If she is bad, he can see.
Chrissy Sledge and A Man Loves a Woman. Local news, Tamla Hits, WRJN. Cloudy today, chance of snow, nothing much though. Highs near 30, partly cloudy, 23 degrees right now at Radio Park. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finalized their divorce, and J-Lo's getting to keep that $5.6 million engagement ring. That means she now has six rings from five guys worth a total of $17 million. Nice collection.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday.
Stair Steps. Ooh, child. Or just actually, there's only one ooh in there. Ooh, child. 6:54 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Vehicle. Hey, you know eating foods in a specific order can prevent your blood pressure from spiking? You should eat your veggies first, fats and proteins, then all the ice cream comes after that. Here's Ides of March for you, WRJN.
Well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle. You got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just as you are, you know I think you would really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Oh, yeah. It's March. Vehicle, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Cloudy, chance of snow today. Nothing really, no accumulation. Highs near 30. Partly cloudy, 23 degrees right now at Radio Park. Is this fun or is it just wasteful? An ice cream place in New York is called Ketchin Ice Cream. Their gimmick is they throw you the order. Now, it comes as one big scoop. And they hurl it across the room. You're supposed to catch it in a bowl. Now, if you drop your order on the floor or the table, they give you a new scoop. So it's probably just for fun. But still, what if you stand up when the ice cream's coming across the room and you get a nice thing of vanilla ice cream right in the ear? It's 6:57. Local news, Tamla's hits. Here come the Monkees.
Walk out, Bill, don't you walk out. We got things to say. Talk out. Let's have the talk, talk, and things will be okay. I'm
that's it. The rest are gone. Wow. It's just about 7 o'clock at WRJN. Someone asked the internet, and this is good. Listen to this. What stats would you like to see after your death? These are the best responses. How many times I almost died without realizing it? How many times I made someone feel good about themselves without knowing it? The number of people who were attracted to me while I had no idea? And how many times my body successfully destroyed a cancer before it took hold? See, I want to know that now. I don't want to wait till after I die. But those are four interesting things that I think people would like to know, huh? All right, 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Losses are mounting, the flames spreading on this fourth day of massive wildfires burning out of control in Los Angeles.
Looks like, you know, World War II. I mean, World War III. You know, I mean, you look like an atomic bomb went off. It's